8:15 on this Wednesday morning. Welcome back live into the Lightning 100 studio. Jason and Adam with you. And as promised, we are now joined in studio by John Yeager from the Nashville Cocktail Festival.
Hey,
welcome,
guys.
John. Great to have you here, bud.
Man, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah. John, so we know each other from being Nashville people over the years. I was like, John, what's your last name? John that runs the Cocktail Festival. It's Yeager, of course. Why did I guess that? I should have taken a shot in the dark, man.
John Vodka.
What is your... I'm Adam Radio, and we've got Jason Cubs hat over here.
There we go.
We got Marty Camber guy over here.
Yeah, yeah.
So, John, what is your Nashville story, man? How'd you end up doing this cocktail festival?
I tell you what, like everybody else on the planet, I moved here for music.
Yeah,
I played
buddy.
Drums on a few records. I think I was let go from every project. I found myself being, you know, strangely, I was one of the kind of the first craft cocktail guys in Nashville. I was not the first, but you remember back in the day, the Holland House, right?
Yes.
Patterson House opens and then
yep.
Holland House. Mm-hmm. I was one of the original guys at the Holland House.
Okay.
Of which I was also fired. However, what
okay.
that immediately spun into was all these other restaurants like, hey, can you come train our bartenders? Can you come design cocktails for us?
Whoa.
That has since evolved into working with brands. And so we saw an opportunity in the city to just say, hey, let's bring the whole community together. I'm tired of like pitching each other against each other. Mm-hmm. Let's all get under one roof and have a good time.
Aha. Uh-huh. And we know each other from some band world stuff. And I feel like that's a really nice parallel, at least for Nashville, where it's like the bands here largely just support each other and celebrate each other's accomplishments.
That's it.
And it's a nice thing to get together and kind of feel that positivity. This is going to be a blast for the Cocktail Festival sort of crew here in Nashville to get together and celebrate. This is happening all over town, Jay. You're looking at the locations, right?
I am. Looking. So it's going to kick off. The grand opening party going to be next Tuesday. That's correct?
That's right.
Is that right,
yep.
John?
6 days away at Geist. That one's going to be really fun. We've grown. This is our sixth year. Obviously, year two, year three. It was like, I don't know, just like 2 or 3 days long. But as more sponsors have taken interest, and obviously as the public has taken interest,
mm-hmm.
My wife and I realized that we would murder each other if we condensed it in 2 days. So we had to spread out.
Sure.
So we
expand.
Could go home and go to bed
mm-hmm.
for a minute.
Yeah,
yeah,
this is a good idea, man. It's important to have a sustainable lifestyle.
Yes.
I mean,
literally.
This is the thing, because in my mind, I'll just go cards on the table. In my mind, I'm like, crap cocktail festival. Well, that seems like danger. because I'm imagining...
Gotta spread it out.
I'm imagining one day in an open sort of field, which would be fun, but like, what also would it be besides fun?
Right. Most mandatory.
Yeah. Right. So this one, I understand. Understand, like this is part of this is a feature, not a bug, that it's spread out all
yeah,
over town.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is on purpose.
On purpose.
So that people are pacing themselves. And basically you've got all sorts of kind of different events at different places
That's
that
right.
folks can check out. The website is NashvilleCocktailFestival.com. That's where you can get all the details about all the different events. Some of the main ones we've gotta hit in a little bit of detail. The Art Deco Party, 20s, 30s vibe, like Prohibition
yeah.
era.
Yeah, yeah.
So people are leaning in, I would guess.
Yeah, yeah. This. So it's gonna be fun. So basically the way that we have constructed our festival is every year we have three main events. These are the ones where 700, 800, 900 people will come out per event, and then those are surrounded by what we call Nashville Cocktail Festival experiences. Those experiences are highly curated, limited seating.
Mm-hmm.
So, to your point, the Art Deco Party is on Friday, April 26th from 7 to 10 p.m. at Pavilion East.
Mm-hmm.
$55 a ticket is unlimited cocktails. When you walk in, you're going to have almost 40 tasting booths from brands
wow.
and local bars and restaurants. And when I say local bars and restaurants, I don't mean Chili's. I mean... Like
right.
the really good, credible cocktail houses that have shaped what this city does, right? So
yeah.
when you walk in, it's unlimited.
Wow.
Please get a ride.
Yeah.
But man, just come in, be a flapper, be a gangster. The music's going to be pumping. We have guest speakers.
Wow.
Also embedded within these main events is the Build Your Own Cocktail Bar. So you're going to have a chance to come up. Bartenders are going to kind of school you through.
That's
maybe.
Good.
Right.
Yes.
That's
and
good.
Then, but,
need
and
a little
then,
guidance on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but then the fun part is like, hey, if it sucks, it's your fault. If it's
exactly.
great, sweet, ta-da! You came up with a classic.
It's just like my latest song. If it sucks, it's my fault.
Right.
If it rules, I did it.
Ta-da!
Okay. It's all on you, folks. Wow. NashvilleCocktailFestival.com. You can check out all the details for all these different parties that are part of the one overall festival to get together and celebrate. A lot of times it sounds like we're celebrating the creativity. Like you're mentioning in
That's
Prohibition
it.
Era, that sort of the limitations made people get more creative.
Yeah.
You hear some of these stories.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like when we look at cocktail history, a lot happened after the Civil War, and a lot of people think that Prohibition kind of killed the cocktail vibe, or I mean, and some things happened there. Uh-huh. But what we really want to teach people in this event is to think globally. Yes, Prohibition happened in America, but Prohibition did not exist in the other 58,000 countries that are on the globe. So when we look at Cuba, when we look at France, when we look at London, and you know, places like that, you know, there was still a lot of creativity happening, and it is here that we find absinthe. It's here that we find different styles of vermouth. So like when we literally, when you and I go to a restaurant, some of these ingredients weren't really introduced to the regular cocktail canon until around the 20s or 30s. So for me, it's obviously it's fun. It's obviously a party, but it's kind of fun because bartenders get to think about a very specific role. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like 50s bebop. If you're going to have a 50s party, you're not going to be playing 80s music, right?
No.
It's like you get to focus on something that's a theme that gets to maybe educate people just a hair.
Wow. Sure. This sounds like a blast. It's cool talking to you, John, because like you can hear the passion in your voice surrounding this. It's not just a reason to like celebrate yourself and have a festival. This is
which I've been accused
of. That's mine that I'm working on. That's 2020. Watch out. LOTGA. Okay. A's Adam spoiler. So, Jay, we've got – I'm also really excited to hear about – you're doing something at Disc and Cider, doing a little Southern Cider brunch called Apples to Apples. That's a game we all know and love, and that oftentimes goes alongside some drinks. But the Southern Cider brunch, what can we expect at that?
So, on Sunday – so, again, we're kind of going with a low-alcohol brunch theme. So, it starts at 11 a.m., goes to 2. And so, again, $55 a ticket. There's actually two tickets to this event. There's a general admission and there's a VIP. The general admission, again, $55. It's the same format. You walk in, tons of booths, and everybody's basing their cocktail relatively off Disc and Cider. So low alcohol, bubbly, it's fun, Sunday brunch. For $45, an additional $45, you get to go inside the cidery. Are there chef demos? They're going to be giving out gift cards. They're going to be giving out swag. There's elevated cocktails that aren't going to be happening outside.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a little VIP thing. But, you know, Sunday fun day, right?
You don't have to tell us twice. Right. Nashville is like Sunday fun day prepped on Wednesday morning.
Right.
And,
right.
And that's what today is.
And to let folks know, to be sure, let folks know that that's Sunday, April 28th. That's a week from this Sunday. Everything kicking off on next Tuesday. That's when the grand opening party is out at Geist. Again, the NashvilleCocktailFestival.com is the website. We've got John Yeager, the owner and curator. Now that you're in year six, what's been the biggest change or the biggest challenge between, you know, as you've gone through the years? Like you said, you've kind of realized you had to expand it. You couldn't contract it.
Yeah.
So what has been that experience like? What do you think has been the biggest challenge? I'm just curious because, you know, obviously with Lightning 100, with Live on the Green, we've kind of experienced those same kind of things and actually changed our schedule a little bit for this year to where it's going to be a 4-day finale, Thursday through Sunday. So what were kind of the challenges when putting that together? What were those changes like for you to kind of
map out? Yeah. So my wife and I, we run this together and we decided very early on that, yes, it's party. Yes, it's fun. But there needed to be some intention behind it. There needed to be just a little bit of education. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, whether it be through website design or the kind of events that we choose, they're just the lens that we always look through is are we learning something? Is a guest going to get something that happens at this event that they normally will not get at the bar down the street? And so that's kind of been the challenge. It's been a fun challenge.
Sure.
But that's been the challenge to say, how do we make sure that this just isn't slosh fest?
Right.
And how, you know,
clearly not the vibe, but yes.
And those people are going to come, and that's fine. But at the same time, that's been a fun challenge. It's been a fun homework assignment.
Sure.
Like, how do we provide? And so we always tell our brands that the sponsors, the liquor guys, what are you doing here that you don't do every other weekend? And so that's, you know, and so whether they're bringing out new bottles, whether they are doing things that they've never done in their portfolio, like cocktail wise. So,
man,
it's growing that to be educative. I don't know. It's just fun.
This seems like it's going to be really fun. One of the other events that just caught my eye, Wednesday, April 24th, Viva La Disco, Van Dyke Bed and Beverage. That's over in East Nashville. Disco, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Whoa, that's my jam.
Yeah, so the Van Dyke, I think they're opening this Friday is what I saw on social media. Mm-hmm. And it's the high rise in Five Points. You know, that building that's two stories and not one story. So they're calling it the Van Dyke Bed and Beverage. And we toured support it, and it's awesome, and we know some of the people there, and they've treated us very well. But it's sponsored by Grey Goose, and so this is going to be it's a disco party. It's like casual. They're pitching it as guilty pleasure cocktails, and I know that that's going to be like a really fun thing.
Oh, dude. I never feel guilty.
Right. And we loved the idea because they approached us. They're like, hey, you know, all this learning stuff is happening. Like, let's just throw glitter in the air and throw down. And so we're like, yes, let's do that. I totally am with you. So, yeah, 6 to 9 at Van Dyke Bed and Beverage. It's right in the heart of Five Points, right next door to Bongo. Dude, connect the dots. Disco party and vodka. Hello.
Yeah, man. I think LCD sound system maybe is involved. Now it could be a 70s vibe. Who knows? This is going to be an awesome hang. So it's the NashvilleCocktailFestival.com. That's the website. We can go grab tickets for the individual events. Jay, this is going to be an amazing hang all across town. So many different ones that we haven't even gotten to hit on just yet.
We're getting ready for the Nashville Cocktail Festival. It's kicking off next Tuesday. Yeah. We've got John Yeager here in the studio.
Yes.
And we're talking all about it. I was looking over at the frequently asked questions. I guess we should bring it to attention. I think most people kind of figured it out. But yes, you have to be 21 years of age or older to attend the Nashville Cocktail Festival.
And it's listed on the site because somebody did ask. So that's fine.
Exactly.
But now the intel is out
there.
A lot
of people ask.
John Yeager over here. All right. Nashville Cocktail Festival. We're stoked about it starting. There are three main events. There's the Art Deco Party. There's the Apples to Apples Southern Cider Brunch at Disc and Cider, Art Deco's at Pavilion East, and the Polynesian Pop, that's a tiki party at Pavilion East. So they're all really different sort of flavors and feels on purpose. And folks can buy a 3-event pass, basically, for all three of them together.
Correct.
Which is only $150 if you buy it early. Buying them individually is $55 each. I do this math in my own head, so I'm going to share it with you folks. and if you want to go on the day of, totally cool, go day of, but the prices will be higher on day of. So go ahead and buy them early, and the 3-day pass is the best value. I crunch the numbers, it's all true.
There you go. And then that's what you use to pay for your Uber, your Lyft.
There you go.
Right? You don't have to worry about driving.
Have your rides set up beforehand. I think that is absolutely the play.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. So the tiki party is going to be an absolute blast. I'm ready for beach vibes. We've had some nice weather.
See, it's going to be great. It's all the little umbrellas your heart can handle.
Uh-huh. That's the Saturday, April the 27th. Folks, get all the details at NashvilleCocktailFestival.com.
Yes, indeed. And thanks so much for joining us, John.
Man,
this has been a blast.
I
really appreciate the work that you do, and it's going to be a great time. NashvilleCocktailFestival.com for more information. Should we go ahead and give away some tickets today?
You know what? I would like to get... What kind of mood am I in today? Let's give away 2 weekend passes.
Really? Let's do it.
That's a right pair now. Right there.
A pair of weekend passes up for grabs right now. Call us in the Lightning 100 studio if you are 21 years of age or older and haven't won anything from us in the last 30 days. Dial 615-777-5100. We're giving away a weekend pair. Mm-hmm. Let's do caller number 2 right now to the Lightning 100 studio. Going to hook you up with a weekend pair of passes to the Nashville Cocktail Festival. Thanks again, John. It's been great, man.
Guys, thank you so much. It's an honor.
Yeah, this is going to be a blast. I'm going to see you at the disco party for sure. Here's Coin. I want it all on Lightning 100.